It's time to check in with Preston and Garrett Handy of Handy and Handy for Sports Court on the Bill and OC Show. Handy and Handy are your accident and injury attorneys ready to assist with any related questions you may have. Visit them online at HandyLawUtah.com. Big firm experience, small firm attention. Now let's talk Sports Court with Bill and OC on ESPN 700.
Sports Court is now in session.
Preston Handy joining us on the hotline today. Preston, how goes it?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Good.
I wanted to run by for, I think, maybe the fourth time in 6 weeks. The NFL continues to drag out this Deflategate deal. We're now in actual court. And a lot of the news we saw yesterday, a lot of the reports were that the judge kind of picked apart the NFL's case and picked apart the Wells report. Should we take that as an indication he's going to rule in Tom Brady's favor?
Well, I don't know that we can take it as an indication, but I think, so leading up to this, what's happened is, initially, you know, the NFL, they're the ones that filed it in court because they wanted to have Goodell's ruling upheld, and the NFL's Players Association, as well as Brady, come in and they oppose it. And it leads up to this hearing yesterday. But before the hearing, the judge, he sent some strong signals that he wants it settled, which is kind of, I mean, some judges are that way, but he wanted it before it even got into court, that he wanted the parties to sit down and he wanted them to settle it. So there was a hearing yesterday, and yeah, I think the judge, what he did is he pointed out the weaknesses of each party's case, you know, which in essence he's kind of serving as a mediator right now and indicating that he wants a settlement. But in response to your question, Sean, I think there's some real leanings that if there's not a settlement and he's forced to rule next Wednesday, that the NFL could be in trouble.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. It felt like a mediation yesterday as much as anything else. Do you think Brady, what I'm curious about is if Brady feels like things are leaning his way and the NFL feels like things are going the other way, the NFL's kind of dug in. They haven't wanted to settle before. Does Brady dig in even deeper and say, it's all or nothing with me?
Well, that's what they're looking at. I mean, Brady, you know, settlement, a lot of people thought, well, settlement's going to be okay. It's two games instead of four games, right? And that's the potential settlement. And Brady, I think his leanings are, well, if I accept that, then it's going to kind of send a message to everyone that, well, okay, I'm accepting the settlement, which the implication is maybe he's guilty, right? And so I think Brady, from my understanding, is Brady, his transcript and everything, he's taking a strong position that he had no knowledge of this and he was not involved in it, and he wants to be completely exonerated.
He does want to be completely exonerated, and that's the two positions I think are pretty clearly delineated, and they're both dug in. How much does the fact that Robert Kraft and the Patriots went ahead and said, we're not going to protest our fine, we're not going to protest our organizational punishment, and what we all thought a backroom deal was being done then, it didn't prove to be that way. How much does that play into this judge's decision, if at all, do you think?
I don't think it plays into it at all. I think Kraft has come out pretty hard-lined and said, we accepted this. Sometimes people accept settling, you know what, because it's just the easier route to take. But a couple of things are interesting here with the judge. He is not going to consider anything. He's going to rule based on existing evidence. So nothing new is coming in. And so he can't, for example, he can't order Tom Brady to turn over the cell phone or the text from the cell phone. But what he said in this in the court session is he wanted to narrow the facts. He wanted to narrow what they're going to talk about. And he proposed to the NFL, because there's going to be arguments next Wednesday, he proposed to the NFL that they need to show direct evidence that Brady knew that the balls were deflated. He wants the union, their lawyers, to explain how the balls can be deflated without someone coming in and tampering with them, and without, you know, and then he wants to also know why Brady would destroy the cell phone, because as you know, Goodell, in part, placed part of his decision not on all the evidence, but saying that Brady didn't cooperate, which is I think that's pretty weak in itself. But something important to understand is settlement. I was going to talk about settlement. There could be a lot of settlements. One of them, an interesting one that's being proposed, is maybe they could agree to put it in front of a another judge, an independent judge, to rule on this and to review what was said in the beginning. Another thing is, if they settled, Brady, I think, would demand that if he said, yeah, I'll take one game, he would demand that the language of the settlement pretty much stated clearly that he had no participation or knowledge of the deflation of the footballs.
It's a convoluted picture, one that hopefully we'll have clarity on before the NFL regular season starts.
I think we will. I think if they don't reach some type of agreement in the next 5 days, Wednesday, the arguments are going to be presented. Now, that doesn't mean the judge is going to rule from the bench, which he probably won't. He'll probably issue a written opinion, but I think he sees the urgency in this, especially because he took a proactive stance and told the parties that they need to sit down before they ever get to court and talk about settlement.
If any of our listeners out there have a personal injury case or think they might have a personal injury case, what's the best way to get a hold of you at Handy and Handy?
Jump on our website, learn about us. You can submit questions on our website, or you can give us a call at 801-415-7315, and we'd love to talk with you.
HandyLawUtah.com. Big thanks to Preston Handy for joining us from the road today.
Hey, busy lawyers. There's a lot of personal injury cases out there, and those two guys are fantastic at what they do. HandyLawUtah.com.